I don't care who you are, what you've accomplished in the past, or how confident you are. Your future isn't guaranteed. Your success isn't guaranteed. What you're doing right now, will it pay off? All the willpower, focus, energy, and time that you're putting into it, what you expect out of the hopes, the dreams, how it's going to turn your life around, how it's going to solve your current challenges. There is no guarantee. We all live in a place at times that we have self-doubt. Will what we're doing pay off? Will it avoid that pain that we're afraid of? Well, what do you do in those times when you aren't feeling as certain as you would like, right? What fills up your brain? Do you have that imagination enough of the time that this will work out? I can see it. I feel in control. I'm going to continue to work my way through this because it will. It's just, it's not if or when. I mean, we would love to feel that way all the time. Where we're challenged, when we are challenged, it's when that space, it's not filled up with that positive imagery. What do you do during those times where you can't help but focus? What if this doesn't work out? What if I actually experience this pain that I'm trying to avoid? What do you do during those times? Do you have a plan? That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to your daily ritual, our daily connection, this Manformation podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are here. I'm sharing with you the journey as I'm going through it, but I come from a different perspective because through my one-on-one coaching, helping men work through their challenges, listening to dozens and dozens of men for thousands of hours, right? Helping them, not being attached so much. I really care. I have that empathy, but not being attached to their limiting beliefs or their fears, their emotions, if they were to fail, I can see it more clearly. And so all these years of practice, it's a skill, it's an imagination skill that I've developed. What if you did this? What if you did this? What if you did this? So when they're feeling trapped in a dilemma or no choices or one or two choices, and they're not very good choices, they don't feel in control because those aren't very good choices. I pride myself on coming up, well, what about this? 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 And all this time, I could create 9 different options where they only thought there were 1 or 2. And some of those other 7 options, 7, 8 options are easier. Everybody wins. They're faster. Just, we had a block. We all do that. That's why we all need a coach. I don't care who you are, myself included. We all lack objectivity and perspective. I provide that objectivity and perspective for the men who take that leap of faith, put their trust in me, and I take them through the journey, helping them reach their goals. 2 brains, 1 skilled brain. I pride myself on being skilled. 2 brains, helping them work through their challenges, get clear and focus on who they are, who they really are, what they really want in their life without settling. And that's what I do. And so I can't help but use it in my own life. I have this unfair advantage through all this experience and exposure to all these different solutions to challenges. And that's what I do when I come to you during our daily connection, our daily ritual in this Manformation podcast. So I want to talk about that, right? You know, I'm sure you're an accomplished man. You've got references of success. You're confident. You've got big goals. I mean, just the ability to think big and dream the way you do. People admire you. You know you've got a lot going on. But the, I don't care what you've accomplished in the past. There's no guarantee that your hard work's going to pay off. That pain you're trying to avoid or that pleasure that you're trying to experience, there's no guarantee what you're doing is going to pay off. And just as many references of success and where your hard work paid off, I'm sure you have just as many, if you're like me, or a lot more where it didn't work out, at least in the short run. Which one is this particular this saga, this particular episode of your life? Where are you? Is it going to pay off? What do you do during those times when you don't feel quite so certain? Or, you know, it could be an hour of uncertainty. It could be a week. It could be a month. Hopefully not that much longer of a time period than that where you're feeling all uncertain, out of control. I want to help you if that is. Give me a call. Reach out if this is going on too long and you need some perspective. right? But even if it's an hour, I mean, that hour can be excruciating. It's so important. You got so much riding on the people around you. There's so much riding on this in your mind, right? What do you do in those times of uncertainty? Do you have a plan? What do you do to distract yourself? What do you do to, if you got this brain and it's being filled with these negative thoughts, what you don't want to think, you have to do something to crowd them out. And that's where that positive imagery comes in, that plan that you feeling in control comes in. So what do? Do you have a go-to plan, or do you have a conscious plan? Do you just wait till it goes away? You might want to think about that. What do you do during those times so you can call upon it when you find the right strategy? Maybe you're doing things that are disempowering. We don't want to get to, drinking and drugs and eating and cigarettes. And I know those aren't all equally and potentially destructive to your life. And not saying, we want to avoid those things, right? And we definitely want to avoid those things. But that could be our go-to thing, to crowd out those negative thoughts that we all experience. All right. So, those are definitely not so good things, those type of addictions. But there's a lot of things that you can get addicted to crowd out those negative thoughts that don't seem so bad, but in the long run, they're not serving you. And sometimes they're dressed up like something productive, right? Well, I'm just going to really talk to my friends and connect my friends with me. I need to do this, right? And that's your release. And I have empathy. I totally understand. And if it just works as a break, that's fine. But is it a distraction? Are you filling up that brain, you're crowding out the negative thoughts that go through all of our minds with something that may not be the best choice? I mean, it's good. It's better than drinking and drugs and alcohol and other addictions. How about this? How about fitness? The structure, doubling down and tripling down on the training strategies and the structure and being there for a couple hours, going back and forth, right? That's dressed up as something positive, right? That could be our go-to thing when the world is uncertain. Like I said, it is for all of us, right? That your go-to thing. And it's dressed up as something positive, right? Pouring your heart and soul into other people's problems. Oh, man, it's no more than about me. I love it when I give to other people, right? And that's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. A lot, like I said, these things are dressed up as, on the surface, they're positive things. But is that your addiction that's dressed up to something positive that is crowding out the uncertainty that you have in your life? It's dressed up as something good, but it's not serving you, where you got to just face that, right? What are you doing? What is your go-to thing? And is it really serving you? Is it as positive as you might think? And, maybe I'm bringing to the surface, why are you even doing that? Why are you spending that time? We all need a break. We all need to crowd out those thoughts. What's your strategy? Just something to think about. Is it really serving you? Solutions, all right? We're all wired differently, Something that has really served me most recently, it's old school personal development. I think is the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Even though I've been in personal development for 36 years, this never really came into my consciousness or recommended or something that I explored more in 36 years, where it was written in 1952. And I did hear about it, right? Old school, whatever it is, but it was recently brought to my attention by somebody I respected. Didn't go out and read the book, but I got the audio book. And I'll tell you what, it may sound old school. It wasn't really what I expected. I won't go into the details because I want you to just give it a shot. I bought the audio book, and I tell you, I have probably listened, I don't even know how many times I've listened to that audio book. It's in the hundreds of times that I've listened to it, especially chapter 4 of the audio version that's on my phone and on my iPad and things. It's like my go-to thing. The chapter 4 is all about obstacles. The obstacles, where you are right now to where you want to be, the only thing that's getting in your way is an obstacle, whether it's more money, more perspective, more insight, coaching, strategies, funding, whatever it is, there's just some obstacle. And then how he just explains it, and I explained this to my wife because I have her listen to it too, is he breaks it down from 82 different ways. Like, when you're done listening to that, you're thinking, yeah, look, everybody has challenges, so do I, all right? Instead of wallowing in, oh my God, what's going to happen, Everybody does this. Everybody's gone through this to some. Nobody. I'm not the first person to have gone through this. Yeah, this is the time. I mean, he motivates me, right? You know, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale has died a long time ago. This book was written in 1952, but I just found it so much power. And you know how like you wake up in the morning and you don't have to get up quite yet, and you're feeling that kind of stress, and you haven't built up your armor, right, to put the world in context yet, right? That, man, I just get that. You know, I'll go up into my home office or, you know, away, you know, from my wife or our family where they're sleeping, and in that time, and I'm just get it fills my mind up with the positive thoughts. I feel back in control. I can do this, right? It's my go-to addiction to get my head right when those negative thoughts, there's too much crowding in, right? I don't know. That's my strategy. Try that out. Maybe it'll work for you. But even if you weren't to try that out, I want you to consciously think about, you know, those feelings, those emotions. You're not alone, no matter what you've accomplished in the past, how successful you are. We all have that uncertainty, and there are those times where the downside, it takes over our brain. We got to crowd out with positive imagery, positive thoughts, gain back control, and it all starts in our mind and that imagination. What's your go-to thing to crowd out the negative thoughts? Television, drinking drugs, alcohol, extra food, exercise, really getting to your friends' problems and solving them, right? I can think of a whole bunch of things, right? Why are you doing it? Is it really serving you? And is it? Are there other ways to crowd out those negative thoughts when they come along? So that's what I want to talk about. Hey, again, if you want to connect with me and you want to see if this one-on-one coaching that I keep on talking about, because I'm so passionate about it, I live it, I breathe it. So it gives me the insight that if you're getting a lot out of this, that's where I get it from, talking to my guys, going through the journey myself, pushing myself. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. If you are a type of man who knows what he wants, takes action, wants to get to the shortest distance between A and B in the quickest amount of time, give me a call. All right, 213-973-8790. 213-973-8790. Of course, all that information is posted down below. Right, and go on a journey with me. My 15-man formation steps is absolutely free. My best life lessons, I take you over an 18-day journey. Videos, you can download the audios to listen to them later. I explain it. I set up some of my best life lessons so far. You get free access, instant access into this member-only websites. I drip them out, these videos, these lessons to you if you're loving this man formation stuff. I drip them out one day at a time, so you have to come back 18 days in a row. I don't want you to binge watch because I want it to become part of you. Again, it's absolutely free. Go to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. That information is down below. Click the link. Fill out that questionnaire. I'll personally issue a username and password to get into the members-only website for the 15-man formation steps. You'll start on your 18-day journey. And when you fill out that question, tell me about you. If you're feeling this connection from our daily ritual. Right, I'll reach out to you. Maybe I can just talk to you for 10 or 15 minutes. Let's just connect. So play all out when you fill out that question. And when I can really sense and feel that you're really connecting with this message and you want more of it, and maybe there's something I can do to help, I'll reach out. By the way, you filled out that questionnaire. You played all out. So if you get that call from the 925 area code, I know these solicitors are blowing up even your cell phone. Remember the days where they didn't have access to that. Well, those days are gone. That 925 area code, if you see that and you know you played all out, filling out the questionnaire when you clicked to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. Pick it up. It's me. It's me. All right, guys. Hey, let's take on the day with a sense of urgency. Let us produce. Let's think. All right, let's get our heads straight. Let's imagine. Let's gain control. Let's produce, hug, love, connect, be fit, eat right, work out, exercise. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Let's seize the day. Let's take this seriously. Let's live with a sense of urgency.